The Georgia Senate is one of only 26 chambers in the nation that doesn't allow video streaming of committee meetings. Lawmakers often forbid reporters and citizens to observe the proceedings even, and they don't want other lawmakers recording. Some senators are going rogue recently. They're using mobile phones or small cameras to stream committee meetings online. And so with me to talk about this is Christina Torres, reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. Let's start there.
Exactly.
Okay. Why does the Senate, what justification do they give for not allowing video streaming or recording?
I think there are two streams there. One, and take it for what you want, is a cost. They do have to wire some of these rooms. They'd have to have the expense to do that. The second is tradition. They traditionally have opened their rooms to the public, but it's been a you come there to see what's going on.
However, that's not always true. They often and recently have closed doors and not even allowed reporters in.
Well, I don't know that that's true. I've always been able to get in. I don't think they absolutely will always tell you where to go or what's going on. You have to kind of be a little pushy. Shocking for a journalist, I know. But I think it's they're trying to find a balance within their caucus and leadership about what to do, how open to be, how public to be, how transparent to be. I think there are leadership in the Senate that believes they are being transparent. It's just you have to make the effort to go there and participate.
And watch in person.
Participate in the action that's taking place.
So who are these legislators who have been setting up their own phones to stream? And sometimes I think one person used a GoPro maybe.
Well, he's been dubbed by Jim Galloway, our political columnist, as the most inconvenient man in the Senate. But Josh McCoon yes. from Columbus, and by the way, he loves that. I think he's making a T-shirt.
That.
He loves it. Started this whole thing, and we can say he's been consistent in this. Wants to be more open. He wants the process to be more open. As he's pointed out, he could have a constituent in Columbus who actually has to, if he wants to participate, that person wants to see what's going on, has to drive up from Columbus, find parking. Come to the meeting early enough to actually find a seat, because these rooms are small.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of lobbyists who are fighting for a seat, and to be able to participate and see how the sausage is being made.
And you said he's from Columbus. Josh McCoon is a relatively young Republican representative from Columbus. He's making this, he's also trying to take out the cost argument by doing it himself using a cell phone
and a $25 desk tripod. And, you know, he's talked to the chairman, and there are chairmen who've told him, look, you can go ahead and do this. Just sit to the side. Don't sit next to me. Don't try and be a distraction. But, you know, he's not exactly the most liked person in his body.
I don't think he cares.
No, I don't think he cares either. And it should be noted, he's already said he's not going to run for re-election next year. Many people think he's going to run for a statewide office, maybe attorney general. So you could say, you know, there's probably something in this for him, too. But he started it. He's using Periscope. You know, he just starts streaming. You know, one prime example would be a committee meeting they had a couple weeks ago on the casino bill or destination resort bill, where, you know, the room was so full, there were lobbyists and others who were going into an unused room next door and streaming his what he was streaming.
Watching
to be able to
stream.
Watch the meeting in action. And they were even at the Capitol. Of course, if you're not at the Capitol, you have no idea what's going on.
So this has become a little bit of a wider audience. This is not the first time Josh McCoon has beat this this particular trail, but this has started to become a wider discussion. How is this debate going under the dome about transparency and how to find that balance?
I think it's going back and forth. You know, if you can talk to a House member and they're happy to tell you they're the open chamber at the legislature, they do stream meetings. They don't stream every meeting. They have subcommittees, and they have a ton of subcommittees that they can't always get to. But if you talk to staff there, they take great pride in making sure at least all full committees are streamed and available online. And there are a couple benefits to that. We were talking with one of the staff members the other week, and he was talking about, you know, sometimes they get queries from the AG's office, the Attorney General's office, because they're looking for intent when legislation was made, and that's contained in a committee discussion.
That's important what you just said, that when they're looking for intent, when they're trying to evaluate the legality of a law that's either has been passed or is being considered, they have to figure out why it was passed, why people voted for it.
Right. Essentially, what were you thinking when you created this policy?
Right.
And to be able to have a recorded meeting gives you that opportunity. Otherwise, you're going to someone and saying, well, what were you thinking when you passed that bill 3 years ago?
Right. And they
and maybe
may
they
remember.
Maybe they remember. Maybe they can't remember, you know, for whatever reason. But it makes a difference.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with AJC reporter Christina Torres. We're looking at the debate over transparency in the Georgia legislature, which has become a subject yet again of debate. This is not the first time, but it is again in the headlines. You can give us your opinion. Should you be able to, if you live in Columbus, Georgia, if you live in Josh McCune's district, should you be able to watch Senate committee meetings, for example? Let us know. You can call us at 404-500-9457. You can always tweet us. It's at OST Talk. So where do we expect this to go? I think that Josh McCune would want to see the rules changed, right?
Oh, he's tried to change the rules, but to no avail. And it's not just him. Vincent Ford, who's the Democratic minority whip, who happens to be running for mayor, I should note, in the city of Atlanta. He's also started streaming. He probably doesn't do it as consistently as Senator McCune does, but he also does it. There are folks there that have absolutely no problem. Rank and file members who say, I'm fine, I'm transparent, I don't, you know, I'm happy to let folks see how I vote, you know, digitally rather than them being in the room. But I think it's a leadership discussion. I think leadership has to come around to agree on how they want to deal with this.
I want to be as clear as possible on how they were able to block streaming, because this isn't necessarily the status quo. The state has open the records laws, and the Senate is
accepted the legislature.
Exactly. They've exempted themselves from these open records laws.
Yes.
Or the law exempts them.
Yes.
So what would it require to then include them in those open records laws that already exist?
Well, they would have to decide not to exempt themselves, right? They would have to go ahead and open the law and say, we're subjecting ourselves to the open records law. So it takes an action in order to make
right.
that happen. Now, looking at, say, streaming a committee meeting, that's an internal decision. That doesn't take some change in the law. It doesn't take a great debate on the floor.
Yeah.
They have to make a decision to go ahead and do that. And you know, certainly the discussion is happening. You know, no one's saying it's going to happen tomorrow. I think there are committee chairmen and people in leadership. I had a discussion with one of them yesterday. He said, Christina, you're listening to all the crazy people. And I said, I don't know that that's that crazy to stream a meeting, so you avoid
the
discussion.
Wait, is he calling his fellow legislators?
No,
crazy?
No, no. He's talking about, so, you know, certainly there have been some confrontations
yes.
already. You know, there was a gentleman who came, had a camera, and went to the Rules Committee meeting. He was asked a few times to go to the back of the room.
Is this Jack Staver, whom you
yes.
quote in your
mm-hmm.
piece from Woodstock, and you quote him saying, this thing has gotten so sideways, it's terrible. And he was thrown out because he had a camera with him.
He wasn't thrown out. He was asked repeatedly to go to the back of the room.
I see.
And it's each chairperson has his or her own rules on how they want to deal with this. And in this case, this is Chairman Jeff Mullis, who's one of the more powerful people in the Senate, had announced at the start of the year that he felt that if you wanted to go ahead and stream or record, you had to do it from the very back row.
Where it's very hard to hear and you can't
see. Well, and
see.
One can make a point of saying, my camera's not that great. How am I going to,
exactly.
you know... But that's his rule, and that's the rules he's allowed to make. So there were police officers, law enforcement, Capitol Police that were asked to come into the room to Mr. Staver to ask him to go back. I've been in the room when there have been folks who've been trying to record who've also been told, no, you have to move. You know, it can be a little awkward, but and one can argue, you know, Jeff has said, hey, if you're at press, I'll make a room for you, you know, a spot for you up at the front of the room. But if you're an average citizen, you don't get that privilege, certainly.
Is this a remnant? I mean, how long ago was the Senate exempted from these open records laws? Is this a remnant of a time when streaming wasn't as easy as bringing your smartphone?
Oh, certainly. And I think that's the argument for those who are advocating, including Josh McCune, that they should change this thinking. Because it's cheaper than ever to do it. He's doing it with his cell phone and a $25 tripod. His argument is, you know, there's a Senate press office. Maybe a staffer can also use a cell phone and either a tripod or just hold a phone if that's the way they want to do it. You know, certainly the capability exists to wire a room. Yes, there might be a cost there, but it can be done. The legislature does have an existing relationship with Georgia Public Broadcasting, which broadcasts live action chamber floor.
We do.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's arguing, well, maybe that relationship can be broadened to include doing something with the Senate committee rooms.
How do you expect this to go forward, if at all? Will this attempt to bring transparency to these meetings succeed where others have not?
That's a good question, because leadership isn't changing. You mentioned that Senator McCoon has already said he is changing, right? He's not going to run for re-election. I don't think it's a conversation, however, that's going to go away. I think it's something that's going to probably even broaden and become a little bit heavier, because other people will do it too. It's not just Josh isn't the only one with a cell phone who has Periscope who can, you know, go ahead and tell you what's going on. I know other senators at times have Periscoped from the floor of the chamber.
Yeah.
Right? I think at some point there's going to have to be a make or break decision.
Periscope is a live streaming app.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Not actual Periscope one might use in a submarine. It's an app that allows you to live stream things really quickly and quite easily.
Right. Follow someone's Twitter. You can log in and watch live action what's going on.
And the other, we have about 30 seconds left, but how might it be influenced by the headlines it's now getting and the appearance that there's something to hide?
I think that's weighing on leadership right now. I think some of them hope it just goes away. But as I was saying earlier, I don't think it will go away. I think there's just a lot of pressure. And I mentioned this committee person had said, you're listening to the crazies. It's not just the crazies. I think internally they're having this discussion too. And there are members who are pushing and acknowledging, you know, this is a new generation. This isn't decorum and tradition are one thing. This is a generation of access and transparency.
And
social media, exactly.
Christina Torres is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.